reading you loud and clear. Clear. The clock has started.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Now tuned in to this week's episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Smallest Cast Podcast. I'm your host, Just Nate. And this podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. Today, we've got exciting news. We're actually talking with the Catalyst Accelerator out of Colorado Springs. The Accelerator's mission is to promote technology advancement for the warfighter and guide technology transfer from the government to the commercial market and vice versa. On the phone today, I've got the Catalyst Accelerator's program director, Kamar Gartman, and their project manager, Shay Thomas. So welcome, ladies.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
So, Kamar, let's start with you real quick. Wondering if you can give me a quick overview of the Accelerator and just kind of let me know what it's all about.
Well, sure. Thanks, Nate, and thanks for having us on the show today. We appreciate it. The Catalyst Accelerator is nestled into the Catalyst Campus, which is located in Colorado Springs. The Catalyst Campus is an ecosystem where we have industry working alongside of government and doing great things there. And one of the programs that is hosted on the campus is the Catalyst Space Accelerator. And so we are a program that's sponsored by AFRL-RV, which is the Air Force Research Lab Space Vehicles Directorate. And we bring together, actually, we get a problem statement from the Air Force, and we look for technologies that fit that problem statement and do a nationwide search to bring in companies that can offer a solution. And then we put them through our accelerator, which is designed to strengthen their business, help them make the connections they need to make to accelerate their business, and really get them connected primarily with DoD potential customers. So it's an exciting program.
So is the accelerator, so I'm still trying to want the listeners to kind of fully understand the difference between the Catalyst Campus in general and then the accelerator. Is one a nonprofit, one a for-profit? How does that all work?
Yeah, so the Catalyst Campus is a for-profit organization that hosts all of these different programs, offers the office space, the real estate for these companies to co-locate together. The Catalyst Campus for Technology and Innovation is the organization I work for, which is a nonprofit. And this nonprofit is operating under a partnership intermediary agreement with AFRL-RV to provide the connection between government and industry. And so the Catalyst Accelerator is one of those programs underneath the Catalyst Campus for Technology and Innovation that provides that conduit between government and industry. And in our case, it's in the form of the Catalyst Accelerator, where we bring in companies that have a space tech focus or a related to space tech focus, and connect them with DoD in order to fill the gaps that are there.
Okay, so Shay, what's your role then in all this?
So I'm the project manager for the accelerator, and my role is really to make sure that logistically everything runs smoothly. So when we get the problem statement from AFRL, it's in my wheelhouse to go out and recruit for the companies, double check any information that I possibly can to get those small businesses in. I also plan most of the events that we do. So I, you know, one of our, the pillars of the accelerator, in addition to what Kumar said, is the networking portion of that. How do we get as many relevant connections into the hands of these small businesses as we can? And so we've run, for each accelerator, we run a demo day, of course, at the end of it, where we can invite as many people as many people as Catalyst Campus will hold, which usually ends up being about 150 people. In the middle of the accelerator, we also run a community day event. And for each accelerator, that looks slightly different, depending on what problem statement we're looking at. But we've covered things like bringing in the aerospace primes and having them pitch what they're working on and how these small businesses can plug in and collaborate with them. We've also done some just on the overarching changes that are happening within the Air Force, the main culture change that's trying to happen right now. And so really logistics, make sure that it runs and that we get those connections plugged in as much as possible.
So you kept talking about in the middle of the accelerator, or you've ran multiple accelerators. I'm assuming you're referring to a time frame. How long is in one, what do you guys call them, event or?
So each cohort?
Yeah, so each cohort. How long does that last?
Sure. So each cohort lasts 3 months. So it's a 12-week semi-residential program. This is a very big time commitment for these small businesses and these startups. So we do have them travel to Colorado Springs. They come every other week, and then they go through the programming Tuesday through Friday. And that programming is full of DOD connections, non-DOD government connections, commercial connections. We have a dynamic Sherpa program, which is a mentoring program. So they have a mentor from both the DOD side and from the commercial side that help them answer hard questions, maybe make additional connections for them. So they're on campus every other week. And to date, we have run 5 accelerator cohorts. So we ran one on terrestrial weather. We did one on position, navigation, and timing. We did resilient commercial space communication. We did space-based ISR. And we are currently in the middle of wrapping up our data fusion for space domain awareness. So we did end up doing the last week of theirs virtual, and then ended up postponing their demo day to coincide with the space symposium rescheduling.
Which I believe is now the first part of October, if I'm not mistaken.
It's the end of October and first few days of November. So it starts on October 31. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. So you guys have ran 4 complete, just finishing up with the 5th one. How does it work? How do you guys promote this so other companies, small businesses know about it?
So we, of course, push it out on all of our social media platforms. So you can follow Catalyst Accelerator on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. We do have our master mailing list that we will mail this information out to, so that, you know, if they've got small businesses or they are a small business, to get that information out. And then, of course, we're trying to utilize the other resources that we have at our fingertips, like podcasts with the smalls. As I mentioned, part of my job in the recruitment is to go out and find small businesses that fit that problem statement. And so I recruit them generally online, find the small businesses that I can that have a great technology that will fit that particular problem statement.
Yeah. And like you had mentioned that sometimes you kind of like to work with other resources, kind of like we're doing this right now, the podcast, to help get the word out there. And by all means, feel free to reach out to the smalls and ask us what kind of companies. You know, we currently have over 400 companies right now that constantly attend our events, at least when we were having events on a monthly basis. So, you know, we might be able to just put you guys in touch as well. You know, that's kind of the whole goal of the smalls, is just to help that small business network, collaborate, and grow with one another and with the customer as well. So get that interface out there for each other. Kumar.
Yeah.
Talk to me about what the program director does. Program director, right?
Yeah, well, my job is basically to make sure it all runs well. So,
easy, right?
Yeah, easy. I just sit back in my chair and I point in certain directions and
have a cup of coffee. Shay, go get me a cup of coffee, right?
That's right. Flippers, you know, the whole works. And it's a fabulous job, actually. I'm more the face of the company and the organization, and it's been exciting to work the relationships with the community so that we can bring in commercial Sherpas. And the whole team, we do a lot of traveling. And so we do come back with ideas of new ideas that we want to implement. And it's been a lot of fun. I love my job because I can bring back these new ideas, and our Air Force customer is very willing to try new ideas. So they're always like, yeah, go for it. And then I take it to my team, and my team is super excited. And Shay and I especially can sit down and just, you know, give ideas back and forth to each other. And we brainstorm and come up with, you know, start with something as small as a peanut, and we end up with something as big as a barn. And we've got these great ideas that we do. And it's a lot of fun. And Shay is one that likes to take risks as well. So we try new events.
You guys are actually the ones presenting the idea to the customer, as opposed to the customer coming and saying, hey, I've got a problem, or is it kind of combined effort, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's pretty much a combined effort. So they'll come to us with ideas for the accelerator Shay was explaining just a little bit ago, and we do the recruitment for those accelerators. And then we come back with other ideas, like, hey, you know, when we started this program, we had only DOD Sherpas. We had Air Force captains that were serving as the Sherpas. And we said, well, hey, why can't we do that on the commercial side? And the Air Force was like, yeah, go for it. So we built up that side. We've added in community days. We didn't have that before. And now we're going to try something new this summer with what we're calling a tech collision event, which in essence is just a mini accelerator, a 3-day accelerator where we're going to give small businesses and startups an opportunity to pitch their innovative space or space related tech to a room of government tech scouts and industry tech scouts. And so when we presented the idea to the Air Force, they said, that sounds great. You know, anytime that we can get our hands on more innovative technology, that's a fabulous win for us. So they're 100% behind us. And so Shay and I sat down. Eventually, we brought in our marketing person who just came on board in January. And together, the three of us have just been brainstorming and coming up with ideas of how to make this event the best that it can be.
Well, is everybody going to have to sign NDAs, or because you think that'll be a contention point for some of these if they're trying to compete in the same realm? Or
yeah, I think it will be a contention point for some. When they go in, so the idea is for the companies to be able to pitch to a room full of government scouts. Well, the government scouts don't necessarily need NDAs, but if there's anybody else in the room that works with the government but is not a government employee, we'll have NDAs in place for those individuals. And then the rest of the event is going to be open to the public. So if they go in and pitch to a room of industry scouts, they need to keep their information at a public level. And then we'll have a poster boarding session on the third day. And so that poster boarding session will be open to the public. And then we'll also have some tech demonstrations because we're working in collaboration with tech warriors out of Ohio. And so companies just have to keep things at a public level, with the idea that I want to say enough to stir the interest of this potential industry partner that I'm talking to, or some of these other people that are in the room, and so that I can continue the conversation later. And if an NDA needs to be in place for me to share my secret sauce, then that'll be between the company and whoever they're talking to.
Sure. Now, is the idea that an SBIR comes out of this, phase one or something like that, or?
Well, we certainly are going to have an educational piece to this event. And part of that educational piece is to have people who are skilled at writing winning SBIRs to be there present in the room and say, hey, these are opportunities that you have. And we're here to help you to win these winning SBIRs. If you've never written a SBIR before, then here's the process. We're also going to focus on STTRs because this event has been in part sponsored by the Small Business Administration and their STTR and SBIR program offices. And so we want to make that a big part of the focus for this event.
Okay, so let me, I'm looking at some slides you guys had sent over here. So let me get the dates correct. So the Tech Collision details, it's going to be between July 28th and 30th of this year. All goes well, obviously, right? And we all get back to normal here. Location is going to be in Catalyst Campus in downtown Colorado Springs. So how does a company go about wanting to become part of this? If they want to be part of that event, how do they sign up?
I'll toss that over to Shay because she's doing our recruitment. So go ahead, Shay.
Sure. So anybody who's interested in the information can go to our website, catalystaccelerator.space. Right there on the homepage, there is a learn more information about the Tech Collision event. Once they're on that webpage, there's information for government tech scouts, industry tech scouts, participating companies, sponsors. So they can click on any of the fact sheets. Any company who wants to apply to the accelerator, it's a very short application, should only take probably 10 to 15 minutes. The application will come straight to me. And on the website, like I said, the fact sheet will kind of give them a breakdown of what is to come and what the timeline is. So there's four phases in total. They'll do the initial application. If they're chosen to continue on, then they'll be sent over to one of our additional partners, and they will help them put together their quad chart, refine their pitches, that kind of information. The third phase, of course, will be getting their industry pitch decks complete, and then phase four is going to be the event itself. So anybody who's interested, they can always reach out to Kamara or myself with any questions, but the website really is a great resource to answer most of those questions. And then in addition to that, they'll be able to see what the schedule is. So there's 2 days of pitching. And then when they're not pitching, they'll be in the educational programming, as Kamar mentioned. And then on Wednesday night, we will have a open to the public luau where we will be able to, our plan and our dream for this is for it to really be a chance for all of these companies to come back together after the COVID-19. This will be a way for the companies to have those collaborations and those organic collisions and to really start bolstering the aerospace community again. And so that'll be open to the public and they'll be able to make some really amazing connections.
And that's, I think in the end, that's what it's all about, is just getting that small business name out there, helping them make those connections, because a lot of times they don't have the budget just to have somebody sitting there making those connections. So I think it'd be good for everybody to get back. I think I was talking to somebody else the other day, one of these podcasts, that I'm the type that usually goes big or goes home. So the wife is very concerned that as soon as this is over, because I'm not the type that likes to stay in the house all the time anyway. So she's afraid that I'm just going to go off the deep end. And once everything gets opened back up and just not sleep for, 7 days straight and just be out of the house, she's like, you need to ease into it, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I know, but something about my brain. So you're talking four phases. You have timelines associated with that. Can you talk to about when things are due to make sure that people, I'm looking on your website a little bit too, and there's some Ask Me Anything session coming up too. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct. So we did have an Ask Me Anything session on April 16th. We recorded it and the link for that is on the website. So if somebody can't attend the next one that's coming up on April 30th, you can at least watch that, listen to it and see the deck that we presented. There will be another one on April 30th. And I believe we've got one on May 14th that we will get added on there. Because we wanted to make sure, especially with everything going on, that we had enough of these and that they were spread out over enough time that people could come in and ask the questions they needed. All the applications will close on May 25th. So if your application is not in by then, we're not going to be able to accept it. And then we will have basically the entire month of June and July to really get the documentation and the pitch decks and all of that refined and and presentable. And then the event, like I said, will kick off at the end of July.
Now, are you guys limiting the size of company that can be part of this event?
So we are looking for small businesses with 50 or less employees. Now, that's the ideal company. We are definitely not going to grow a company out of the running because they had 62 employees. So really what we're looking for is in the smaller startup, small business realm, we would like them to be a U.S. company or have a U.S. subsidiary. And then because of the SBA award, it was a competition that we won last year for the Growth Accelerator Competition Fund. And one of the things that they're really trying to do are to help more underserved communities, like women-owned companies, minority-owned companies, and companies that are located within opportunity zones. So we're definitely not only targeting those companies, but there's a special focus on those companies. So if, you know, anybody listening to this podcast or has any questions and they fit one of those criteria, we'd be more than happy to answer their questions and have them apply to the program.
Okay. Well, so, you know, one thing I want to make sure that we do from the smallest perspective is help you guys promote this as much as possible. Because number one, the idea for the Tech Collision is a little bit different. It's more open to what the company can pitch compared to the actual accelerate cohorts that you guys host, where somebody already picks an event. Here's what we're looking for products behind it. This Tech Collision event is more open. Is that correct?
Yes, it is more open. We're for our accelerators, we look for technologies that are kind of more pinpointed, like terrestrial weather or data fusion. But this one is open to any sort of a space technology or a space related technology. So we have already companies applying that are maybe more focused on ISR. We have other companies that are more focused on space communication. So we have quite a variety of different types of companies that are applying. And so, yes, it's definitely more open. And we would encourage any small company, any small business, if you have a technology that you think could have a space application, you're already kind of focused commercially and wanting to expand into the DoD, this would be a perfect event for you, especially if you're owned by a woman or a minority or located in the opportunity zone, which those are just ideal companies, but we're open. If you have a technology that could help our warfighter, we want you to apply.
Well, that's what we like to see. I like the idea, because it is more broad. It's more open, because I can't tell you how many times I've been to when we've hosted our events and I've had small businesses come up to me and I've sent them your guys' way. But they're like, hey, I've got this great product. Some might be in the space realm, some might not. But either way, they're always like, I got this great product, but I don't know how to get it out in front of a customer. Can the smalls help with that? And that's when, you know, our idea is we'll send them your guys' way, saying, hey, you guys, you know, they have these events going on, 12-week sprints and stuff that, you know, maybe someday or if nothing else, present it to you guys. Maybe you guys can present that to a customer saying, hey, I got this company here that's doing this great thing that I've never heard of before. Maybe it's something that the government can use or the military can use.
Exactly. And that this is and really this is a great event because we are going to give a lot of companies an opportunity. So if a company comes and applies and maybe their technology isn't quite mature enough, we're looking for something in the realm of four or above on a scale of 1 to 9 for a technology readiness level. And let's say their technology might not be quite there, or maybe their technology doesn't really fit into a space category. On the third day, we are opening it up wide open to just about any company to do the poster boarding piece of it. And so if you aren't chosen to pitch, you could be chosen. You could still do the poster boarding piece of it, where we'll have our tech scouts walking around looking at different poster boards, talking to you about your technology. So it's really quite an extensive opportunity, because you can, there's many different platforms that you can enter this event on, and we hope that companies will consider doing that.
Well, now you guys have my attention. You have me very excited about this. I enjoy looking at new things because it helps me think outside the box for my own company's perspective, to say, hey, maybe we got to think about talking with companies XYZ about helping them do something else, right? To get into something new.
Right.
So I'm very excited about something like that. So we've kind of went over the Tech Collision event itself, the dates, how to apply if you're a company. But how about somebody like me that wants to come to this event to watch the pitches and talk? Can I attend the poster board event too on the third day, or how's that work?
Yeah, you sure can. So the first 2 days are the pitch days, and those are for industry. There'll be an industry room and a government room, and really we're just sending out the information to the Lockheed Martins, the GDITs, the, different Boeing, those different kind of organizations saying, hey, are you interested in partnering with one of these small companies? Then you can reserve your seat in this industry tech scouting room. And then on the third day, then anybody can come. So, Nate, you can come and you can bring your friends.
And I am just anybody, right? I'm just Nate.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. Just anybody. I mean, the typical anybody could come. And that's what we're hoping.
Are you guys going to have an Eventbrite sign up, or how does it work to sign up for that?
We will have an Eventbrite. for the anybody for the piece anybodies. Of it. We don't have that Eventbrite out quite yet. We'll definitely have an Eventbrite so we can, that's part of Shay's thing, is she needs to know, how many mouths she needs to feed and, how much space we need. So most definitely. Mm-hmm.
So Shay, it's not cheap to put these events on by any means. So you, Kamar just kind of mentioned that she's contacting some of the bigs to come in. Maybe they want to partner with some of these smaller companies. Is there a cost associated to sponsor? Can bigger companies sponsor this? How does that work?
Yeah, so that's a really great question. So we'll start with the sponsors. We are looking for sponsors. We would really love to have big and small companies alike come in and sponsor the event. So we, part of the fact sheets that we do have on the website go over some of those sponsorships. They can be as low as $500 and sponsor one of the breakfasts or a portion of a lunch. The luau there is kind of the large event, since we'll have that open to the public. So we are accepting sponsorships, and all of that information can be found on the website. The other part of that is that I want to touch on is that there's no cost for anybody to attend the event. There's no cost for the small businesses to partake in the event, but they do have to pay their own travel accommodations. So airfare and lodging are going to be on them. The food will be provided by us. So we will have breakfast, lunch, and kind of a heavy hors d'oeuvre dinner type thing in the evenings. So, there's not going to be a cost associated with this for anybody other than their own travel costs.
Okay, so let me see here. What time of day? I'm trying to put the. I got to put this on my calendar now. I'm telling you. So, I tried to attend as many of your guys' events as possible, because I've made some extremely good networking connections and opportunities just by coming to your guys' events. So, are you guys going to have a happy hour any one of those nights?
Absolutely. We are Catalyst Campus.
I remember seeing something about a drink named after somebody named Shay.
There is a peach rum punch that is named after me. Yes. And part of what I do in the event planning portion is I really do try to stay local, and I try to support other small businesses. Caterers that I use here in town are going to be small businesses that come in and they do the catering. We have partnered with 1350 Distilling, who does all of our happy hour drinks. And so, because were in the business of accelerating small businesses and staying in contact with them, I really try to take that to heart in everything that I do. So yes, there will absolutely be happy hours. That'll be the big Wednesday night luau. So we'll have food and we'll have, there's talk of fire dancers. I mean, it's going to be a really great time.
Well, and so in a past life, I'm not raising my hand here, but in a past life, I will tell you, I did plan an entire luau one time for a project that I did on the island of Oahu, and my leadership at corporate headquarters had wanted me to put on a luau for all the local senators and governor and all this kind of stuff, because we were trying, obviously, it's a meet and greet in person, and when you work on an island like that, you have to be part of the culture. Otherwise, you're not even going to put a shovel in the ground unless you do that, all that extra work. So I can tell you, good luck and get started now, because I probably spent more time developing that luau than I did working my regular job. And it went off great.
You weren't raising your hand. It definitely sounds to me like you're raising your hand. So I'll pick your brain offline.
We can definitely do that. I can give you some pointers on what to do and what not to do.
I was thinking you might have admitted to being a fire dancer in your previous life. That's what I was expecting.
I cannot promise if anybody loses their hair, though. Okay, so
you can toss some fire, right?
No, I can toss it. I just can't catch it. So, ladies, what can we, as a smalls, you know, we're a nonprofit. Our whole goal is just to try to help that small business. What can we do to help you guys? I mean, I want to do as much as we possibly can. You know, we typically promote things on our website, and obviously we're doing this podcast. We're going to try to get you around the world on this podcast. But can you guys, if you guys give us something, I'm more than willing to put something up on our website to help direct them, just give out more information and direct to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So I did send you an email just a few weeks ago. You would be able to, if you wanted to kind of take some of that information and put it on your website, that would be phenomenal. If you know of any small businesses off the top of your head that either have space tech or have technology that can be easily transferred into the space domain, share that email that I sent, send that out to them. And then anything on LinkedIn, we have posted the application phase on LinkedIn. So I think just by sharing that with your network, it would help us tremendously getting the word out.
Oh, we definitely can do that. And Ms. Kumar, one of these days we need to get together. I know you're before all this social distancing took place. We always saw you on LinkedIn. So maybe we need to do a co thing together there on doing something together on LinkedIn. So
yeah, I think that would be fabulous.
So ladies, anything else you guys want to tell us about what's going on at the Accelerator or the Tech Collision event in particular?
Well, I would like to say that, you know, our Tech Collision event, we're super excited about, and hopefully we'll get a lot of people, a lot of small companies, especially around this area, invested in it and interested in it and come out for it, especially for the luau and maybe for that third day, just to be part of the celebration. Because we're really, like Shay said earlier, we're wanting to help rebuild our community. And that's why we haven't canceled this event yet or moved it. We're just hoping, with fingers crossed, that this can be one of those first back together events that just starts building our community. I also wanted to share that in the fall, we are going to do an accelerator that's going to be focused around cyber. And so we've never really done a cyber accelerator before, but if you have small companies that are interested in going through an accelerator that have a cyber for space applications type of a technology, we will be opening up those applications in June. So that would be another fantastic opportunity for small businesses and startups to be involved.
Well, we'll definitely keep an eye on that, and we'll help you guys promote all of that stuff too. So, you know, perfect. Going back to my notes here, I don't remember. Are you guys, I don't remember if we talked about this. Are you guys going to limit the amount of companies for this Tech Collision event?
For the pitches, we're welcoming anywhere between 32 to 40 companies.
Okay.
So that's not much of a limit at all. For the poster boarding, there is no limit. If you want to poster board your technology and it's, you know, we still want to keep it space based or space related, then you're welcome to do so.
Excellent.
There's not a lot of limits on this.
Okay. Well, those for you guys listening out in podcast land, wherever you're listening to this, you guys heard it first here. Go out to that website. And again, ladies, what's that website? It is, go ahead.
Catalyst.
It's catalystaccelerator.space.
Okay, so can they also, if they have more questions, you know, we talked about the different Ask Me Anything sessions, but I'm assuming they can also email either one of you, or in your contact information is probably on that website as well.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay, so for those small businesses out there that are 50 or below, or upwards to 62, I think you guys said, somewhere around there. If you guys have a product that's out for space, I highly encourage you guys. This is going to be a huge opportunity to get out in front of the customers and out in front of other tech industry companies and bigs. And if nothing else, maybe you can meet one other person that you've never met before and develop a new relationship. That's kind of what I enjoy about coming to your guys' events. And if nothing else, it's free beer and free Shea drinks. So
exactly.
That's right.
You can't go wrong,
right? Cannot turn this down. I people are going to start thinking we're alcoholics here, but no, we're just DOD contractors. So sometimes with all the paperwork, you got to have a drink or two. So with that, I want to say thank you to both of you guys for coming on the podcast. We're going to get this information out as soon as possible to start help promoting. And with that, I want to say once again, thank you to both you guys, Kumar and Shay. And thanks for everybody out there listening. And tune in next week for our next episode of the Smalls Cast. Thanks, ladies.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Nate.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
You've reached the end of another episode of the Smalls Podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you soon at the next episode.